Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed, the Thanksgiving edition. This feels like our Friends episode, the Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, I so wish. Iconic. Those are the best.
The best. Like everybody else's Christmas episodes, and we do a Thanksgiving episode.
Love it.
So good. Okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. I hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving or about to enjoy your Thanksgiving or have enjoyed your Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, Kevin.
Happy Thanksgiving. I love it too, but I mean, let the record show. Don't love the history of Thanksgiving. Just love eating a lot.
Okay.
And the food.
Fair. Yes, yes, yes. We're not.
Because I feel like we need to like rebrand it.
What would you name it?
I don't know. This is Stuff My Face Day.
Yeah. Okay.
You and I can eat. We can throw down. You know, you and I love some delicious food.
Certainly can.
Do you have, like, what are your plans for Thanksgiving today?
So we're going to a family friend's house and with some of my in-laws and with Emma. It's close by, so I'm here in LA, which is lovely. I didn't have to travel for Thanksgiving. And we're going to just eat. I've made mashed potatoes. They are ready to go.
Do you make good mashed potatoes? Like, how do you feel about your...
I do. Amber gave me a secret ingredient, and then I had a secret ingredient, so I combined the secret ingredients.
So I'm imagining...
so secret.
You're not going to say it, but like...
Other people have used it, so I'll tell you. It's sour cream and cream cheese.
Oh God, so my stomach is just gonna.
But let me be clear. So mashed potatoes are great, and we make good mashed potatoes. I will say, my favorite is stuffing. It's always been stuffing.
Mm-hmm.
I live for stuffing. It has to be right, but I love stuffing, like sourdough stuffing.
Yeah, I need you to break down your stuffing for me right now.
I haven't made it in a long time. It's my mom's recipe. It was white bread, actually.
But it's like New England stuffing because
celery, onion. Mm-hmm. Yes, sometimes sausage if you have
you know,
you have
no
mushrooms in there?
No mushrooms, though. We don't do mushrooms because my dad never liked mushrooms. So we ex-nated the mushrooms, but I like the idea of mushrooms. And really, like, broth, and that's it. It's very simple. And then some seasonings, obviously.
Because I'm from Texas, but my whole family's from New York and Connecticut, I grew up with, like, I think New England style Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And so I love that stuffing, but we've merged our Thanksgiving with my brother, with my sister-in-law's family, who are Texans. And so now I feel like we have a hybrid of, like, the best dishes from both.
And what is the Southern, like, what are, like, the main differences? What would you say?
I think the stuffing, to be honest, there's, like, a cornbread based stuffing, and it is delicious.
Now, there's also stuffing, like, that people put in the bird.
Yeah, no. We don't.
You can't mess with that.
No, I'm not trying to do that.
Okay, thank you.
No, but I do prefer the New England stuffing, but I do appreciate
the cornbread.
Yes.
Stuffing.
A couple of years ago, I showed up to Thanksgiving at my brother's house, and everything was bad. All the food looked the same, like, shade of beige. Everything was, like, lukewarm.
Right.
Nothing had flavor, and I was so grossed out, and I was so disappointed because I, you know, flew in, and I'm like, this is my holiday, you guys. Because as you get older, like, Christmas isn't that fun because the gifts are for the kids. Yeah. Right. I'm like, this is the one. We can stuff our faces.
Yeah.
This should just be called Stuffing Day.
Okay. I could eat it all the time. I'm so ready.
And so I was like, okay, next year, everyone, we're gonna get our shit together. And me, who never cooks, I will be leading the charge.
Oh my God, I have made
the turkey every single year.
I'm so impressed.
And I have to say, I have nailed it.
Wow.
I crush it. It is, for the first time in my life, a juicy turkey with flavor. Every year I try a little variation on it.
Are you doing it this year?
I'm doing it this year.
Okay.
I flew in late, so I had my mom brine it in advance. Mm-hmm. And over the years, I've tested different brines.
Oh my gosh. Turkeys scare me because it's a very temperamental bird to cook.
It is, however, if you brine it, I was doing like a wet brine. Am I getting too into the weeds about this?
No,
but
it's okay. It's
I was doing like a wet brine. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know what the word brine was before this. Right. And putting in like a big, gigantic, you know, bag, and I would spill water all over my parents' garage. It was bad.
I remember you did that one year.
Yes. It's a mess. But it makes a turkey cook so much faster.
Oh, you have to brine
it. It's so much juicier.
You have to brine it.
Because my mom wasn't. And I'm like, Mom, what's happening? This turkey is flavorless and dry.
She's been brining the turkey?
No, she's like, well, I used to. You know, I think people, get complacent. It's a thankless job.
It is.
And she's doing it every single year.
I get it.
And all my nieces and nephews would be like, I don't like turkey. I'm like, no, you're eating my turkey.
Yeah.
And every year it's the same thing because they have it in their head that they don't like turkey. And
a lot of people, I think.
I force them to eat it, and I watch them, and they're like, oh, this is good, Kev. I'm like, yes, thank you very much.
Wow, I'm impressed.
But Bon Appetit has a lot of great stuff, and like I would watch all their videos, and sort of what you did with your mashed potato recipes took a little of this thing and took a little of that thing, and now I sort of like, it's quick. I only cook it for like 2.5 hours.
What? Have you tried the bacon on top of the turkey?
No.
Okay, so we do bacon strips on top of the turkey.
What?
Yeah, so after you take it out halfway, and you put the bacon strips, and we usually do like a star, and we do like a few lines, and then we put it back in, and then it's like really juicy because you get the juices of the bacon on top. Might want to try it.
Oh my God, Jenna!
Because the bacon like doesn't taste that good after it's been in that long, but it is. It's the juices.
It's about the fat dripping off the bacon
totally
onto the turkey.
At the top, on top of the skin, on top of the bird. It is actually really great. So
I learned a lot during
take it or leave it.
2020, when I couldn't go home because of the pandemic, I had Thanksgiving on my own for the first time, and so Austin and I made a full Thanksgiving probably that could have fed like 15 people
for
four of us.
Oh, okay. Impressive. That's good too.
And we just tried a bunch of things, and I learned the best thing to do is to make the gravy the day before.
Mm.
You just buy, you take like the stuff from inside the turkey, mm-hmm. or buy turkey neck or wings or whatever, and mm-hmm. you make your gravy the night before, and it is delicious because you can control it better. The flavor is just as good, and you
this
just have to heat it up.
Show now.
I know, it's one less thing to like. If you can do as much prep as possible the night before.
Oh, totally.
Then
I made, 1 year I made, Telly gave me a recipe that he makes with his family because Telly's a very good cook. And he made this cream corn side dish.
I've made that too.
That has like the crispy onions on top. Yes. I fried the onions. I did the whole thing. It was a hit. It was the star. Yeah. It was one of the star sides. I was so happy. It was very good. Okay, so we've established that stuffing is our favorite. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you. Real cranberry sauce or canned cranberry sauce?
Canned.
Canned to the slices, sliced to the gods.
Yeah.
Give me that can.
I don't.
You could just drop it out.
Yeah.
And I would eat it.
I don't love the cranberry in general with all of this, but as I'm getting older, I'm liking it a little more.
It's just like a little extra tartness on the plate.
I get it. It makes sense because you do also need something to like break up the starchy and...
Sauce that crunch.
Yeah, fully.
Kevin, sauce that crunch. Okay, so now we've talked about dinner. I'm starving. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
Oh, God.
And is it all homemade for you guys?
Usually, no. Since Austin and I have been together and he's come to a couple Thanksgivings.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad. So, a couple years ago.
Oh, the rolls.
Austin makes homemade dinner rolls and they're unbelievable. Like, you just eat them like apples. Like, just keep them coming. But my mom's oven... She did this weird thing to her oven where she like had foil at the bottom of it so it didn't get dirty, but it also stopped anything from cooking underneath.
The heat.
So Austin made a pie, this incredible cranberry apple pie with like a crumble on top. Unbelievable. I've had it before. But it didn't bake on the bottom and it was burned on top. And the same thing happened with all the rolls. And he had prepped the night before. Like, you know, it was a 24-hour thing. Devastated.
Oh,
like so ruined all of that. But
oh my God,
Austin makes a he's just very, very good. He makes a homemade pumpkin pie. I love pumpkin pie, love it.
Mm-hmm.
And last year we were like, how do we simplify it? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of people don't eat the dessert in our family.
Totally,
and it always goes to waste.
There's like a slice taken.
Yeah. So last year was like, okay, what's a fan favorite? What does everybody actually want? So we didn't plan it, and we got there and just asked people, you know, like the day before, and Austin gave some options, and he said chocolate cream pie, and everyone was like, yes.
Oh, yes.
So he just like found a recipe, like made up a recipe, basically, chocolate cream pie, and that was devoured. There wasn't enough.
See, I would eat that. I like a pecan. We are having pecan pie.
I don't
There's
know how I feel about it.
There's this amazing woman who makes them, and they go and get them. Prior to our dinner, and then
there's nothing wrong with outsourcing. I think there's so much to do,
but it is homemade, outsourced. Let me be clear.
Yeah, that's the right way to do it.
She has a small kitchen. She takes a lot of orders, but she is damn good. Okay, so we've established now we both eat canned cranberry because that is controversial.
You and my mom are. I just basically I was like, if my mom's eating it, Jenna's eating it. Wait, do you guys have that, like, does your mom, did she ever make, like, the marshmallow fluff stuff?
We didn't do that on top of the, like, sweet potato.
Yes.
So, yeah, there are marshmallow sweet potatoes. My mom didn't do that because my aunt used to do a lot of Thanksgiving. So.
Got it.
We would bring stuff, and my aunt would do, like, the turkey and then, like, a couple of the other things. But
our moms are from the same place. That's why I'm saying this.
You know what? Maybe she did. She did. And sometimes they would do like a maple glaze on top of them. I would be so mad. I hate maple. And so I'd be so mad because it'd be like a sweet potato casserole with like the marshmallow fluff and like maple. And I'm like, just get out of here, Lucky Charms. Get out of here. Get out of my face. Get me to the good stuff. I could eat stovetop stuffing, though, so I'm also not a good... I have a wide...
Yeah, you and I appreciate a McDonald's burger just as much as we can appreciate like a $30 burger somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do? Do you have any other Thanksgiving traditions? Don't you eat breakfast, like make breakfast too or something?
No, it's Christmas. Christmas, there's a... But Thanksgiving, afterwards, we play Bananagrams, like me and all the kids and like nieces and nephews and everything. And it's become like a thing everybody sort of looks forward to because my sister-in-law's niece is just smarter than everyone. And so even when she was like little, we always had to pair up and somebody would always have to, we'd battle for who would be Allie's partner because she was so brilliant. She would crush everyone. She still does.
That, I get that. I know that partner.
And so everyone's just battling for second place, basically.
Sure, sure. We used to go to Disney World every year for Christmas. And so for Thanksgiving. And so there were years we would do my aunt's house, the years we didn't go to Disney. But most of the time we went to Disney. And so we would go to the Grand Floridian and get the buffet for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
It is legit. I mean, it's legit. It's really good. And we would go to Disney World the day before. We would go to like Animal Kingdom. We would go to Universal. So we were, I was talking to my brother today. And he's like, yeah, we would have been in Florida. Right.
Do you guys think you'll, now that you both have kids, do you think there's a chance to revive that?
You know, I was thinking that. I think we're going to revive it, but just not at Thanksgiving because it is so crazy. We would go and the parks, my brother and I were older by the time we started going on our own. And like we would go to Universal. My dad would just drop us off at like 8
Pick
us up at 6. And so with the kids, as young as they are, it's a little bit harder. There's a lot more to maneuver. And so I think maybe later in time when they're older, we could do that again.
Yeah.
But we do want to meet in Disney World at some point.
Yeah.
But that would be really cool.
And old enough where they can actually remember it.
Totally. Like, we're going to Disneyland next week.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's Emma's first time. We're very excited.
I can't wait for those pictures.
It, though, but I will.
Yeah, but you guys are going to have great pictures and things.
Yeah,
so.
It's true. And we usually watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Do you remember when we were supposed to be on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day
Parade? Yeah, I
feel
like that happened a couple years and we never got to do it.
Well, because it's NBC that was airing it and we were on Fox. So we got uninvited. So the first
year, we
were going to do Don't Stop Believin'.
Yeah.
I was so excited because that wouldn't have been my first time doing the Thanksgiving Day Parade. And that's like home for me. So it was really cool. And then we got uninvited.
Yeah, I was so excited. That feels like such a monumental thing.
Yes. It's so iconic.
Like put us on this float and let us lip sync.
Like put the thing on the bottom, cast of Glee. Don't stop believing. Let us lip sync in some cute red sweaters and some earmuffs and like let it be a thing. I was like, devastated.
We started planning. I remember like talking to my family. Like I think they're maybe going to come to New York. And yeah.
Yeah, it's really fun. Anyway, maybe there's another chance for us to be on it. But
it was always so stressful when we were filming because we were usually filming like a Christmas episode around this time.
Right.
And then we didn't know. We all had flights. Most of us did not live in LA or stay in LA for Thanksgiving.
Right.
So then we always had to figure, like, are we going to make our flights? Like, there were always red eyes to New York. So you could usually make that. If you got like the latest flight to Texas, there weren't really red eyes.
So we were working on that Wednesday. We only got off for Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
And we had to be back at work on Monday. And that Wednesday, there were some Thanksgivings that we were very, really cutting it.
I think there was one or two where I had to cancel my flight and fly out Thanksgiving morning.
I believe that.
Yeah.
Because they're also rushing to get it done before the holiday. I don't know. It was crazy.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes. When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy Push-Up Bra from the Very Sexy Collection in on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron. For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat. Because life is better in a bikini, rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns. Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host the summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. I have a game. It's a Would You Rather Thanksgiving edition.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Would you rather eat turkey every day for the rest of your life or never have potatoes again?
I love potatoes.
Well, then I'd have to say eat turkey every day.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I'll eat turkey every day.
Same.
It's a lean meat.
It is. It's, if it's not dry.
Yeah, I'll make
it
for you.
Dries out so fast. Okay. Drink apple cider with gravy in it. Or drink hot chocolate with cranberry sauce.
Hot chocolate with cranberry, because I think cranberry and chocolate sounds like a dessert. So I feel like those probably pair better together.
I was just thinking like the cranberry sauce though and hot chocolate. It's a different kind of cranberry. I'm going with apple cider and gravy.
I think I might enjoy either of those. It's a win-win for me.
Fair enough. Shop on Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
Cyber Monday. Staying home. Yeah, I'm not going out in those crowds.
No, it's crazy. People get hurt.
Yeah.
Walk around with a pocket full of stuffing for a day. Dream. Or mashed potatoes.
Stuffing. That's easy. That stays in there easily.
Yes. Run in a turkey trot or do a polar bear plunge.
What is a turkey trot? Like a marathon?
I think it's like a mini marathon, yeah. Like a park marathon. Oh, or God. Do a polar bear plunge. I don't know. I kind of like the polar bear plunge.
I think I might do the polar bear plunge too, actually.
Wow. Okay. It's good for you. Okay, cook the entire meal or do all the dishes. Oh, do all the dishes. I don't know. There's something enjoyable.
I would say every other time of the year, do the dishes for Thanksgiving because it's the one thing I can do. I think I would cook the entire meal.
I would cook the meal too, actually. I changed my mind.
Can we do a Would You Rather Glee edition?
Yes.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Would you rather have Thanksgiving at Kurt and Blaine's house or Santana and Brittany's house?
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, man.
Oh, okay, let me think about this. I'm going with Kurt and Blaine because I feel like they'd be really good hosts.
Okay, I'm going to go with Santana and Brittany because I feel like their food would be so good.
Okay.
Would you rather listen to the Glee version of Let's Have a Kiki Turkey Lurkey Time every day for the rest of your life?
Oh, God.
Or Gangnam Style?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh. Oh, God, they're both so bad. Let's Have a Kiki.
I would say Gangnam Style.
Wow.
Because I get to hear your voice.
It's very nice.
Would you rather have a Thanksgiving meal cooked by Bert Hummel or Emma Pillsbury?
I think Bert Hummel.
I think so too.
I don't know
too.
Actually. Emma Pillsbury just feels like too clean.
Yeah, I think like Bert would get down with it.
Dirty. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And maybe store bought, but that's fine. Shout out Emma Garden.
Would touch the bird, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you can invite one Glee character to join your Thanksgiving dinner, who would it be and why?
Ooh, this is a tough one. I don't know.
It's really hard to separate the characters from the people.
Right. Because I would say Amber.
Same. That's what I was going to say.
But that's not Mercedes.
No.
Sue Sylvester, because she'd be interesting.
We have the same answers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which character do you think would host the best Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm going with Kurt and Blaine. Yeah.
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 Kurt for sure. If Glee characters hosted a Friendsgiving potluck, which character do you think would bring the most interesting dish? Brittany.
Oh. Yes, definitely Brittany. Definitely Brittany. Or maybe Sam.
Yes. What would Artie bring and what would Tina bring?
Oh my God.
Ooh.
I feel like Artie would bring dessert.
Yeah, or I feel like he might bring some sort of casserole.
Oh, that's good. Like a green bean casserole?
Yeah, I think he might bring green bean casserole.
I think Tina would bring sweet potatoes.
I'm so hungry.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We hope you're enjoying it. Thank you for listening. We're so grateful and thankful for all of you on this very weird holiday.
Yeah, truly. Hope you're surrounded by people you like.
Yes, exactly.
And if you aren't.
And if you're not, hope you get this was a nice little way to get away.
Reprieve.
Yes.
There's usually some holiday specials on TV, so maybe you can sneak away, go listen to some good music.
That's a good one.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for spending your day with us for a little bit. We'll be back next week with more. That's What You Really Missed, Thanksgiving edition.
Bye.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Missed Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time. Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.